BJJ mat times.
Something that's been on my mind the last few weeks is grip position. In the gi, during live rounds, I've been using grip position to negate certain actions by my training partner. While rolling, I've tried to identify key movements my training partner needs to perform in order to create space, defend a position, or become the offensive player. I haven't been looking to execute a submission, but just to keep adjusting my grip position according to my partner's movements and also adjust my balance and pressure to keep the top position. In some cases, this has helped. It's helped me stay slightly ahead of my partner's movements. It's given me time to evaluate my own position and how I could better maintain an offensive part or like an offensive posture in it. I've also learned weak points in my game. I've seen where I overcommit to a pass without proper grip positioning, inconsistent pressure, my knees on the mats when they shouldn't be, and poor hip placement. I would commit back-to-back attacks while attempting to maintain control of the round as well. During some of our rounds, the back-to-back attacks, they kept my training partner in a defensive mode that was less focused on escapes. And with them being less focused on escapes, it helped me maintain my position and allowed for greater focus on offensive moves. And through doing these rounds and trying to focus on the grip position now, the hip placement, where my knees are, my pressure, it's made me realize the more I train, the more I refer back to these fundamental techniques. And that goes along with one of the mantras that we say is the best do the basics better. I've also spent some time reflecting on what it's like when I first started training, or what it was like when I first started training. You know, everything's new. There's so much to learn, and every day you're presented with new information. And I think that's part of what makes jiu-jitsu exciting in the beginning. But the newness wears off over time, and jiu-jitsu isn't the shiny new toy, and it starts to become real work. The effort needed to make small jumps in training increases over time. The focus to repeat the same move over and over and over again until it becomes a natural part of your body movement, it can be exhausting mentally and physically. But having those natural motions is part of what helps increase what you can do, because the natural motions of the moves 1, 2, and 3 are what help you focus more attention to 5, 6, 7, and then 8, 9, and 10. So once you have 1, 2, and 3 down, that becomes muscle memory. Then you start concentrating on executing 4, 5, and 6. Eventually 1 through 6 is your natural motion. And then you focus on 8, 9, and 10. And that's where we see the growth over the years. And I think about like why I started training in the beginning. And I think like some of why I started training has faded a bit. I think now I train because I need to push myself further, just a bit further every day. I need to grow, adapt. I need to look at jiu-jitsu a little differently. And I also think I look at jiu-jitsu now as like a real-time equation. And I feel like the other person has the edge in many circumstances. Like in the edge doesn't have to be knowledge. It can be like athleticism, mobility, age, strength. I know I'm not always going to be the best, but I do work to be better. Especially to be better than who I was yesterday, who I was last week, and who I was last year. I really want to learn more about positional awareness, ideal techniques for each position, and how to train my body to be more athletic and agile. And that could be through diet and in all the different rounds of exercise that we do, as well as adding in different aspects of martial arts or different sports. I keep pushing my body and also work on things that help me with my stamina and endurance. That could be the assault bike, which the assault bike's always fun to me. It kills me, but it's fun. And I do enjoy the rowing as well. Getting on the rower for anywhere from 2,000 to 10,000 meters just keeps me moving, gets that long burn endurance for me. And I hope to continue to do this type of training that helps me get better at jiu-jitsu and continue doing jiu-jitsu without my body failing me for many years to come. And although some of my original reasons for training have faded, I think like now the desire to just go out there and just destroy myself on the mats and hang out with my teammates and training partners, it's what's important is to be there, get down and be with your training partners, train hard for yourself, train hard for them. Anyway, those are my thoughts on training. Just a few things I've been doing over the last few weeks. And if you have any thoughts, you can hit me up at BJJ Mat Times on Instagram. If you like what you heard today, share it with a friend. Thanks. Enjoy.
BJJ Mat Times.